We're on there.
Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, I have my co-host, Barbara, here with me. Are you there, Barbara?
Yes, I sure am. Hi, Johnny.
Yes. And, you know, also I wanted to note, here we have Richard. And also, I
Hi,
just want to say, before I introduce Dale, because she has a lot of calls waiting for her, is our psychic today. Dale, she, are you there?
Yes, I am. I have whole bunch of things I have to talk to Barbara about.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, you guys.
I can't wait to hear.
And I'm going to make a pitch for something. All right. Excuse me. I think I found a place to live, Barb.
Oh, wow, that's great news.
Yes, this is a kind of an exclusive apartment, three bedrooms, three baths, and we're going through a credit check. And thanks to Richard, hopefully we'll get it, okay?
Oh, good.
That's one thing.
Yeah, Richard, he's coming through with a lot of things. He probably has great credit. He just bought a new car,
yes,
too.
Well, we've been going crazy trying to find a place, and you know that, you guys. Okay, now this is what I wanted to tell you, so mark this down. Okay, Johnny, are you listening?
Yes, I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. My father was part of the old-time mob. He helped form Murder Incorporated. He's gone. He worked with Meyer Lansky. Are you familiar with the name, Johnny?
What name?
Meyer Lansky.
No, no, I'm not. Are you Barbara?
Okay.
No.
Okay, would you look it up,
okay.
Barbara? Lansky, L-A-N-S-K-Y. Meyer. He was the head mob. Have you heard of Bugsy Siegel, Johnny?
Yes.
Okay.
No.
What about Johnny?
Johnny?
I have not.
There's many movies about him. Bugsy Siegel started Las Vegas. Okay? Are you understanding?
Okay, I got you. Yeah.
All right. Meyer and Bugsy were best friends. Let's put it that way. They were the head of the mafia. All right? There's a movie out tonight. It's on Amazon Video, it's on Prime, and it's on YouTube, and it's called Lansky, L-A-N-S-K-Y. Johnny, are you getting what I'm saying?
I'm getting this in my head. The movie's named Lansky, yes, okay.
Lansky, I'm trying to promote the movie, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, it's on tonight. Lansky, and you got to put 2021 because there's been about 10 movies made about him. And I just wanted to let a lot of people out there who are older, not younger, know who he is. But keep in mind, this is all connected with Bugsy Siegel as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
I got him pulled up.
Okay. Okay. Do you have Lansky 2021 or the... They have several movies, Barb, that talk about them, and for free on YouTube. But the one, if you go to Amazon Prime or whatever, Lansky, the new one, 2021, just came out today in the movies and on Amazon. And my father was part of that, and my best friend is his grandson, who is named Meyer Lansky. That's all I want to say. By the way, if you ever go to Vegas, you do, Barbara, right?
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay. They have the Mafia Museum in Vegas.
Oh, cool.
So take a look at that if you get a chance. Meyer is the one that shows people around there of all the old-time mafia people.
What was your dad's name?
I'd rather not say, but they would call my dad the kid. But
cool.
It was all part of
him in the movie.
No,
mm-hmm.
not in this movie. In different movies.
Wow,
you know, I'm
aware
of that, Richard. So I just wanted to let you guys know that whoever's out there and listening, anyway, and then I'll cut that. And then we're not doing a show July 4th, correct? Weekend. Johnny, are you there?
I guess not. That's probably not a good idea.
Yeah,
we already talked
about
it.
Yeah.
We're
so
not,
our
wait
next
a minute.
Month.
We don't have a show on July the 4th. We have a show on July the 3rd. But
no,
on July the 2nd.
That's,
I
no.
We, didn't watch
we have no show next Friday.
Oh,
we're all busy.
Oh, I gotcha.
Okay?
I gotcha. But we do have one. But we do the video the following month, weekend of the 9th. Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, and you're going to, we should, go ahead, Barb. Let people know about what we're going to be on July 9th, the next one.
We're going, okay, great. We are going to be doing a live event. So we're streaming live via BlueJeans. It's a platform where we can do so, just like Zoom, everybody. We'll send you the link, and all you do is hit that, and you can join. And you're going to be able to see Dale and all of us, too. So that's going to be really fun. I like that a lot. And we're going to hear all about – tell us what you're going to be teaching us. On the 9th.
Nothing. I'm just going to take calls. I'm going to do what we normally do. I could do a card reading. I could do a card reading on you, Barbara, if we're slow or if they just don't, you know, until they find out what we're doing. So don't worry.
I
we'll
love
just
it.
Talk.
And I have my own cards, too.
I can teach you if it's slow. So it's, I mean, I don't expect a whole lot because we're just getting it up and going. So
okay.
If I can teach you how to read the cards, then that'll be cool.
Yeah. Well, I'll have them ready then.
And your daughter, I guess she wanted to know, too.
Yeah, she has her own cards, too. But they're not the kinds that you say that we were supposed to get.
Matter.
I ordered exactly
what you wanted
me to order.
Can I mention
okay,
a
what, Johnny?
Milestone event in Barbara's daughter's life?
Sure.
Pardon? What?
She graduated from middle school. Barbara's daughter graduated from middle school. And, you know,
what
I just wanted it, middle school.
Middle.
She graduated from
middle
school.
Oh, middle school.
School.
That's oh, wow, that is big. That's wonderful.
Yes.
Congratulations, Barb.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I mean, she was so proud and excited about it. Next year's high school. I mean, it's just crazy that I'm going to have a high schooler.
That's cool. Okay, mm-hmm. You want to go with the calls? Go ahead, Johnny.
Yes, area code 443, you're on the air.
Hi, how is everybody tonight?
Fine.
Great.
Where are you calling from?
443, are you there?
Yes, I'm calling from Maryland.
To this caller earlier, so I know there's a person
She's there. I hear her.
She's
are you there,
Johnny?
I hear her. Johnny.
Okay, and what is your – Johnny's not with us today. What's your name?
My name is Suzanne.
Hi.
Hello?
Nice.
Yeah.
Johnny, can you hear – I don't know what
Suzanne.
To say. Barbara.
Johnny, she's here.
Is everybody
she's
here?
She's here, Johnny. Yes, we're here.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Go.
Well, now Johnny can't hear us, Barbara, so I don't know what to tell
I'll
you.
I'll text him. You guys go ahead with the caller, Suzanne.
Hello?
Suzanne,
okay.
Go ahead and
hi.
I'm going to text Johnny to tell him to just stop.
I can't hear anyone.
Tell Dale where you're from.
I'm from Maryland.
I can hear.
Okay, we can't do this while Johnny's talking.
I'm
Barbara
texting him right now.
Okay, all right. This is crazy. All right, you're from Maryland. How can I help you? Hello? Now we've lost everybody.
He probably just canceled her because he doesn't know what's going on.
No.
I said, we can hear you just
fine. I'm still
fine.
Here.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Oh, good. Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. What was your name again?
That's
please?
Okay. My name is Suzanne, and I'm from Maryland.
Okay, because I can't hear you at all.
Oh, my gosh. Please stop talking.
Let me see. Okay. Okay.
Okay, he's not stopping, and I'm telling him to stop talking.
I understand.
Go ahead, Suzanne. We're so sorry.
That's okay.
Hi, Suzanne. How can I help you? I'm sorry you're in the middle of this technical difficulty.
Oh, that's okay. I was wondering about, I'm obviously open to any message or anybody that would like to speak to me, but I was wondering about, I have a grandfather who died very young, and I was just wondering if it was if we'd be able to connect with him to kind of find out what happened.
Unfortunately, I would need a picture of your grandfather. So if you hold any of these people who have passed away until the 9th, when we can see it, a picture of whoever you want me to look at on Fuji, he'll give you the number, and you can hold up the picture, and then I can just zoom in and get what I get.
Oh, okay. Well, anybody coming through for me?
No, I can't do that now. Because
can't do it that way? Okay, how about tarot?
No. Ask us, but we're having a technical problem.
Okay.
So, and I don't have my cards ready. So do you have a question for now?
Yeah, well, do you see me doing spiritual work in the future?
Yes, I do. I definitely do.
Okay.
I do see that you will contact the other side and you'll be able to talk with people yourself and get information and help others. I also see spiritually, I see some yoga, I see some meditation. I also see teaching.
Wow. Okay.
So that's all in the future, but it's probably in the future of 3 years. Within three. I mean, it's not going to happen overnight because of the COVID and everything else going on and the world's not right. As soon as the world gets a little right, then maybe, just maybe, it could be cool.
Okay, and I'm on the right path then. I'm doing what I need to do right now.
Oh, yes. There's no doubt in my mind.
Okay.
What sign are you? What month are you born?
Capricorn.
You are definitely on the right path.
Good.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. Uh-huh.
Okay, Barbara?
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
Barbara, what do we do?
I want to apologize to everyone. There was some technical problems that went ahead and I fixed it. So if I talked over everybody or anybody, that was not on purpose.
That's
okay.
Okay,
no, we know, Johnny. It's okay. Are you back with us now?
As of right now, I seem to be, yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Can you get the next caller?
Yes. Area code 559, you're on the air.
Hi there.
Hi, caller. What's your name?
Hi.
Where are you from and what's your name?
Marissa. Marissa, and I'm from Midland, Texas.
Oh, Marissa. Are you originally from Texas? Because you have an accent.
I'm from California, yeah.
Okay, I thought so. What can I do for you? How can I help you?
Yes. When does Spirit see me getting off Social Security disability? And what job do you see me doing to increase my finances?
Okay, hold on. Barbara, I have a question in regards to this. Why are we getting so many spiritual questions? Is that from the other psychic left over?
Oh, no. I don't remember any other psychic that would.
No, that other, the one you just had on the other day with blue jeans.
Oh, gosh. I really doubt that's coming through.
Okay.
I don't.
All right,
because
this is it's very strange to get those questions. Okay. I'm sorry, question for you. What was that again, please?
When does Spirit see me getting off of Social Security? And what job do you see me doing to increase my finances?
Okay, what do you mean by social security? Are you on Social Security?
And I work just part-time because if I make more than then they tell me they'll take it off.
Okay. May I ask you why you're
bipolar.
On disability?
Yeah,
okay.
Bipolar.
All right. This is going to have – I'm not a doctor, but this
mm-hmm.
is going to have to do with your doctor when they say you're ready. I mean, I'm not going to profess to know exactly when, but I think more so I would like to change your diet so it would happen
mm-hmm.
quicker and go more high protein and low carbs, and you'll see a major difference. If you want
okay.
to get off of that, that's one of the ways to do it. That's the best way I can tell you.
Okay.
The as far as jobs, I see you getting mm-hmm. another part-time job.
Okay.
Not ready yet for the full-time, but there's a million gazillion jobs out there that you can do at home. Oh, not
yes.
to worry. You have there's jobs galore. What type of work do you do?
I'm a caregiver for the elderly.
Okay. Why can't you get a job doing that?
I'm sorry?
Why can't you get a job
oh.
doing that?
Oh, I'm doing that, but I need to get another job, like where they pay me cash so that it's under the radar so that disability
oh, I
won't
see,
be
I see.
Taken off. Yeah.
I understand. Well, I'm not going to help you do anything illegal. So all I can say
no.
is this, is that what you need to do is whoever you are going to be working for in the near future, or do you can put in for errands, you can put in for
mm-hmm.
a lot of things, you know,
right.
and you will get something. You can ask people
okay,
to
good.
Pay you cash. That's the best
right.
way, you know, I can tell you. Okay? And that will happen.
All right. Okay, then.
And do you like dogs?
Yeah.
If you pet sit or house sit, it always pays cash.
That will do.
Okay.
Thank
all
you
right,
so
thank
much.
Thank you.
Okay,
all right, bye-bye.
Thank you, Marika.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay, Johnny, are we getting backed up?
No, we're fine. We have another caller, unless you want to talk a bit.
No, go ahead. Another caller is fine.
Okay, 805, you're on the air.
Is that you, Jamie? Attention.
Hi.
Hello,
this is Donna. Hi, Dale. Hi, Dale.
Hi, who is this?
Donna, hi.
I'm sorry, spell your name.
D-O-N-N-A.
Donna.
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 Oh, Donna
D.
with a D. Okay. Okay, I'm having a hard time
okay.
understanding everybody. Okay, Donna with a D. And where are you from?
I'm from California.
Okay, how can I help you?
I wanted to know, do you see anything coming up in my love life? I'd like to get married one day. I've never been married. I'm a lot older now, but I'd still like to get married.
I don't see marriage, but I see living together. I do see relationships. If you don't want to live with somebody, then that negates that because the word marriage, you're real kind of fussy about people, and it's like it takes away from things, so you're fussy. And you will meet a lot of guys. It's just a matter of who you want to be with.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't see the word marriage in the picture yet. I'm not saying it won't happen. I just don't see it.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's kind of soon anyways. I haven't met the person yet, but I'm just – long term, I
slightly.
Think I'd like the marriage, you know, later on.
How, sweetie, how old are you?
67.
Okay, and you never been married?
No.
Okay, why do you want to be married at 67?
Because I was with a man for 12 years, and then he passed away, and I had no security whatsoever. Nothing.
Mm.
And that was a lot of time to devote to him. You know, I did a lot for him.
Well,
and,
that is
yeah,
common
so,
law. That's being with somebody for 12 years is common law.
Yeah, we didn't put the monies together in a checking account. Yeah, it's kind of very complicated thing. Yeah, you have
mm-hmm.
to put your money together. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I don't want
okay.
that to happen to me again. I'd like to have a little bit of security.
I don't know about that.
Well,
you don't get
security. You don't get security from a man. You're going to have to get it for yourself. And you're still young, and you've still got plenty of living to do. And I would say just get out there and date, but I don't see the word marriage. As far, what type of work do you do?
I'm retired. Yeah,
what did
I'm
you
retired.
Do? What did you do?
Sales. Sales. Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Well, do you want to go back to work? Because there's a gazillion jobs out there.
Well, no. I look after a blind person right now. I do that. And that's fine. We're very good friends. And, makes me happy making him
happy.
Well,
I can tell you this much. You can go from one caregiver situation to another for the rest of your life and not have a problem and have money. So I'm not worried about you, okay?
Yeah, that's true.
And if you want to find love, it will happen. But I don't see the word marriage. It's funny, but people, after they get to be a certain age, you're set in your ways. So, I mean, after 40, what are you laughing for, Richard? After 40, you're kind of like very set in your ways. You do your own thing, and you don't need anybody around, and other people interfere with your life. So I feel you're very much a free spirit, and just continue on that path.
Yes, I am a free spirit. Yeah, I mean, if I want to travel to another country and nobody has time to go, I just go by myself.
Hey, call me. I'll go. I love to travel. Okay.
Me too.
But anyway, you're a sweetheart.
Yeah, my brother has a place in Hawaii.
Really? Where? Where?
Yeah.
Kona on the Big Island. A real nice condominium right in front of White Sands Beach.
Right in front of, is that Hilo or Kona side?
Kona.
Kona.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, can we stay there?
Yeah.
That'd be fun. That'd be a lot of fun.
That would be.
Yeah.
I spent about 30 years in Hawaii and Tahoe simultaneously because I did radio there.
Oh, my God.
So,
I'm in Santa Barbara right now.
Yeah, I know, 805. Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with that area. But it's lovely in the Big Island. It's lovely in Kona. White sand beaches and beautiful. It's hot. It's very hot in Kona. But I haven't been there in a long time. I used to do my television shows in Hawaii for about 5 years called ESPNU. And then I would do an outer island tour, and I would go to Kona and Hilo and Kauai and do all that. And that was fun. I haven't been there in years. I haven't been anywhere now because of the COVID thing. I'm, and then looking for a place to live, which I think I have resolved that, things will look okay.
What state?
Nevada.
Huh?
I'm by Lake Tahoe, Minden, and Gardnerville.
Oh, I love Lake Tahoe. That's so pretty.
Everybody loves Lake Tahoe. That is the problem. The problem with Lake Tahoe right now, it's being, let me give you some info. Nevada is becoming the most desirable place to live because there's no state tax. People are friendly here. We have wide open spaces. And then when you're dealing with Tahoe, which is absolutely beautiful, the only way you can compare it to maybe would be the Catskill Mountains, if that much. But Tahoe is absolutely beautiful, pine trees and a lake that is like 75 miles around and 1,500 feet deep in the deepest point. I had a boat, and I did that for a year. I just boated on the lake for a whole year. But, I mean, it's now it's changed. It's more techie. So all the techie people, California people, everybody has overrun the state of Nevada. They're all wanting to live here. Because at one point, everything was very cheap. I mean, in Carson City, you could rent an apartment for $1,000. Now, it's $2,000 to $3,000. So we're being overrun, and there's no place to live for anybody, and it's rough. That's what's happening here. But other than that, it's a great place. Reno has come up. And they even stated on TV that Carson City is one of the most desirable places to live. And Reno has come up big time because Tesla has moved into Reno. And a lot of big companies from Tesla have moved in. So out in Fernley and all the way out in Sun Valley, Lemon Valley, all the way out there, you can't even find houses. So that's all I'm going to say about that. Well, hasn't it changed everywhere? Santa Barbara must be crazy.
Yeah, they're crazy. I think 10 years ago, a house that went for $1.2 million is now $1.9
million. Well, we can beat you. If a house here, a house here, the houses run, it depends on what area, but a Tahoe, over $1 million on up. I mean, we're talking 2, 3, 4, 5. Rents run 2, 3,000 up to 6,000 on up. Those are rents in Lake Tahoe. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not talking Vegas. Vegas is still kind of low down. And there's a million rentals in Vegas because nobody wants to live in 130-degree weather. And,
oh, no.
Yeah. That's today. Bar, by the way, it's going to be about 120, 125 when you go down there tomorrow.
Oh,
but anyway,
wow.
It's
oh,
bad.
No.
Anyway, because we're going to hit 100, and so that's very hot for here. But anyway, it's the markets here as far as real estate is. If you buy a house in Minden, Gardnerville, even Gardnerville Ranchos are over $1 million. That's the kind of shady side of town.
Wow. That's
incredible. So, I have been looking to rent a place for 2.5 months, and I finally found something.
Oh, yeah, very nice.
Hopefully.
Oh.
I pray to God every day, and Barbara told me it would happen, and it's happening.
Yeah. Right, that's right. That is right. I'm so glad that it's finally happening.
Wow.
Okay, thank you for calling. And
well,
tune
you,
into
Jill.
Our new...
Hold on, Donna.
What is, Barbara,
everybody,
what is our new show going to be called? Blue Jeans.
Okay. But
oh,
please
you say,
hang
Barbara,
on the line, Donna.
What?
Yeah, I'm not done with Donna.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Donna? Okay, go ahead. I am.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, I wanted to say that, okay, I actually did the whole thing with the... getting a lawyer and suing somebody for palimony, okay? And I could refer you because all I needed was I only needed one love letter that said, I will take care of you, you know.
Well,
after,
he died, though. He died.
Well, didn't somewhere down the line?
He died.
Yeah, that was the problem.
Oh, that is a big problem.
Yeah.
Right, Jill?
I don't understand
all
this.
I got a lot of money. I got a lot of money out of that because it's interesting, okay? This is an interesting fact. In California, judges frown down on men who promise women and give them a certain lifestyle for many years, and then they end up with nothing. And so in California, the judges are really on the side of the woman, even if you never got married. And I can prove that because I got a substantial amount of money from suing. And it didn't even cause a problem with my relationship with the person because they understood that I deserved it. And they gave the money gladly. My lawyer was actually mad because I accepted the money they were offering because he wanted to go for the jugular, of course, but he was happy to give it to me because he realized, you know, he didn't want to get married because he had a bad experience before, but I deserved some compensation.
Okay.
And I
Barbara,
got
I have a question.
She's dead.
Barbara.
She's dead. She can't sue him. What?
Barbara, I have a question. That lawyer,
yes.
Is he only in California or does he do Nevada?
Oh, I will ask him, but I'm not sure. You know, I'm not sure.
Because I have an issue with my ex-husband that I want to resolve, so I need to get a hold of somebody that knows Nevada law.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I will ask him, because I just referred another person, so I just talked to him last week, and I will get that info for you.
And then you could text me on that. I mean, it's just like I have an issue, not that. Not what you're speaking of. It's a whole different thing. But I'm owed money from my ex, so I want to collect.
Okay, definitely. I got that down on my notes to do for you. awesome.
Okay.
Well, that's too bad about Donna's situation not being able to get compensated.
You know what? Donna will be fine. She will be fine. So not to worry.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
I look at it this way. If you, you know, if you're never married by that age or 40 or 50 or whatever, you're not going to marry. And you have your own lifestyle and you do your own thing. And most of those people are pretty happy. So I wouldn't worry about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ma'am, is that mm-hmm. answered your questions?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks,
now
Donna.
Barbara and I can talk.
Great.
Johnny, are you
follow.
Okay?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Yeah. I don't believe you.
No, sounds okay.
No, you don't.
Well, I was just gonna say something about Nevada. I, one time, and I'm not making this up, there is a restaurant, and I don't know, Barbara Dale, maybe you've heard of it, where you go there, and the food is these big cheeseburgers, and if you weigh over 350 pounds, you eat for free, and if you
yes,
don't
I
finish
have,
your food.
I've heard of it,
and
but I don't think it's in Nevada, Johnny.
I thought it was in Nevada.
Or
if you don't finish.
Oh no,
food,
no, wait. Was it in Las Vegas? Because they have something like that in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's in Las Vegas. Apparently, like if you don't
you
finish
go.
Your food, they spank you.
Right. The only problem is I don't know if it's open due to the COVID. It's in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, please
yeah.
understand, from where I live to Las Vegas, if I were to drive, it's 8 hours. If I were to fly, it's an hour from Reno.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Good.
Okay.
Are you feeling better, Johnny,
okay.
now? We're trying to get you to feel a little better.
Yeah, I feel better. Are you ready for another call?
No, I'm going to talk to Barbara.
Okay.
Hey, Barbara.
Hi.
I want to thank you.
Yes.
Can I tell you about this place that I might be renting, pretty much?
Oh, I would love to hear about it.
Okay, it'll be in August sometime. We've given a deposit. It's an apartment, which is fine. I live in a house, and I've been living in a house for years now. But, however, I have lived in apartments in Hawaii, and they've been 500 square feet, and I've been just as happy. So, anyway, this is three-bedroom, two-bath. It has a pool. It has a jacuzzi. It has, I believe we'll have a garage. And they allow pets, and it's within something I can afford.
Sounds wonderful. If they have a garage,
I mean, it's kind of
luxurious.
Well,
mm-hmm.
it's like a one-car garage, but we're trying to get that. Everybody wants a garage, but it's very hard to find a three-bedroom, one-bath on the first floor. I mean, two-bath on the first floor, and I'm doing that for Richard. I mean,
oh, good.
I can't climb up 18 stories. I mean, they don't build elevators anymore. Are you aware of that, Barb?
Yes. The one, it was three stories, and I had to walk up that in Arizona, and it was bad with the groceries, and it was hot. But other than that, I didn't mind because I like exercise like that. But not if I was older, like 92 years old. I wouldn't like it. So
no.
That's
and even my
floor.
Age, you know, no, I just,
yeah.
I, you know, because I have arthritis in my knees, it's rough. So I had to wait for this three bedroom. And here's the weird kicker of them all. Talk about synchronicity. And we have talked about that. I went for my OBGYN, my pap smear, and I'm fine. And I was telling my doctor, and he says, oh, I'm living up the street, and these apartments are beautiful, and I'm waiting for my house to be remodeled. He says, why don't you apply there? I think they might have some availability. And I kind of looked at him like he was crazy. I said, do you know I've been doing this for 2.5 months? one place, nothing. So I went and applied, and sure enough, they said, well, we have two apartments coming up in August, and one happened to be my doctor's, and that's the one I'm getting.
Oh, my goodness. Isn't it crazy?
We're talking about synchronicity. That's the one Richard wanted. And And that is the one that is my doctor's, when he leaves.
Wow, you guys, that's crazy and just wonderful. And you never know. You never know how things are going to happen.
That's true.
Wow.
That's true. And now my bad luck has changed to good luck, so I'm happy. Been having all good luck the last few days.
And you sound happy, and I can feel the energy, the happiness exuding. And you're excited about this place, and so is Richard, I can tell.
It's ultra modern. The only thing that I want, my dog does not have a backyard, but we have a balcony. But the whole area is all dogs, and you can walk your dog everywhere, and there's places to take them. My husband would love them to have a yard. Other than that, we're okay. We'll figure something out because there's plenty of land for him to walk.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Complexes are doing that a lot these days to make it nice.
Well, the state of Nevada is major pet friendly. I mean, you take your dog everywhere here. Oh. I mean, you can take him to a restaurant everywhere. There's no problem whatsoever.
If anybody needs to meet people, get a dog, because when I was dog sitting,
oh, that's true.
Oh, that is such a great way to meet people, isn't it? Because if you're just walking by yourself without a dog, it's kind of weird to go up to people and talk to them at the park, isn't it?
That's true. But Barbara, that was another weird coincidence. I was going to, I needed a bathing suit. So we have all the shopping around here. So anyway, I told Richard, I'm going to go get a bathing suit. It's like not my normal time, right? My bathing suits are ripped to shreds. Anyway, so, we have Ross's, we have JCPenney, we have Kohl's, we have, all of them. So I checked in every place and nothing. But anyway, I did manage to find them. And what happened was I called Richard and he said, oh, bring some food home. So I decided I wanted to go to El Pollo Loco. Do you have one of those down there?
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so I went to El Pollo Loco, and, of course, there's signs on every restaurant here. There's signs on every place here that says we need help, we're short of staff, go through the drive-thru. So I did that. I went through the drive-thru, got what I needed, the whole bit. But before I did that, I got lost because I am not a visual person. I am, and I can't see for myself. So I wasn't visual. And I'm at a stoplight, and I turn to the right, and there's this dog hanging out the window. And I go, my God, that's a beautiful dog. And I turn around, and it's my husband driving the car because he was out door dashing. It was my dog, and I didn't even know.
No way. That's so
funny. Yes way.
Oh, my gosh.
I could not believe it. And then I said, hey, how do you get to El Pollo Loco? And he goes, oh, go down the street, make a U-turn, and get in line. Okay, that was it.
That's crazy. That really is. Can you believe that, Johnny?
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
I didn't even recognize my own dog because he was so – my dog is a chick magnet. He is so handsome. And everybody wants to run up to him and pet him and hold him. And we can't let them do that yet because we're training him, and we don't want him to bite. He gets a little
nippy. German Shepherd. That's crazy.
But he
go right up to him. German Shepherds are intimidating.
No, but you got to understand, this dog could be a movie star, okay?
Wow.
I gotta get him in movies.
I want to see him.
Okay. All right, what do we got, Johnny?
All right, area code 302, you're on the air.
Hi, this is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. Where are you calling from?
Delaware.
Well, you guys are all over the place. How you doing?
Good, how are you guys?
I'm fine. Have you been listening to our show?
Yes.
Does it sound a little crazy to you?
I like to talk about the dog.
That's true. It's swear to God, I didn't even know my own dog. Oh, great. Okay.
Can I say something?
Yeah, go ahead, Richard.
Yeah, can I say something? Barb, take note of this.
Okay. The dog is a Leo.
No way. No wonder.
I won't say
Caller,
anymore.
Richard and I are Leos.
Yep. My dog is
and
a Leo.
And he's lucky.
Lucky. And he's a chick magnet. Oh, my God. Everybody falls in love with him. He's so handsome and so beautiful. But I'm getting him fixed in about a month. He'll be a year old. I won't do it till he's a year because I've heard some wild stories. So.
Things might change then. Hopefully he'll mellow out a little bit.
I mean, we have a hose outside in the backyard, and my husband had to cut up the hose in three pieces because he runs around with this hose, and he brings it in the house, and then he wants you to go play with him and squirt him so that he can chase him so that he can drink the water from the hose.
Can you imagine if you brought that hose in and you weren't home and you had a flood?
What?
If the water was on, he brought the hose in the house, and you came home to a flood, that would be horrible.
No. He's never alone. We never leave him alone. Well, I don't believe that with dogs. We do not. He's with us everywhere we go.
Wow.
Okay, we have another caller.
All right.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering about, well, I was going to ask about my love life, but I'm 60, and I didn't like the answer that the other lady got, so... I'll ask about work.
That doesn't mean you'll get the same answer. First of all, give me your name.
Jackie.
Oh, yeah, and then where were you from again?
Oh, and I'm sorry, what?
Delaware?
Oh,
I'm
Delaware.
Sorry, where were you from?
Delaware.
Okay, got it. Mm-hmm. I forgot. All right, well, just because she got that answer doesn't mean you'll get that answer.
Okay. Yeah. What do you see coming up for me for love?
Nothing, but no, I'm good.
Oh, no.
No.
Come on.
No.
No way.
No, you walked into that, okay? You walked into it. You have a lot of personality, a lot of charisma. What month are you born?
January 2nd.
Okay, you're Capricorn. And Capricorns are hard to get married. My husband's a Capricorn. And unless somebody goes in your face and asks you to marry you, you're not going to say yes. I mean, they don't show their emotions real heavy. You know, you kind of keep to yourself and do your own thing, and you're very comfortable with whatever you want to do when you want to do it and when you want to go. Am I correct?
I mean, I am, but I'm ready to, like, have a partner in life. Go places,
you will have
do
a partner.
Things.
Yeah, you will have everybody wants to travel with somebody right now. You will have a partner. And I would say, do you have anybody in mind right now?
No, but I want them to be wealthy.
Oh, God. I guess, I'm not a witch. I'm a psychic. We're going to be doing a live show. I'd love to see what you'd look like and do a reading on you with my cards. Would be kind of cool. On the 9th, and do you have a phone number, Johnny, that they can call in on?
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Can
yes,
you
I most
give
certainly
it out?
Do.
Can you give it to Donna?
Give me 1 second here. Let's see here.
Barbara, you got to get them to start giving out this number in the next few weeks.
Yeah.
Okay, is this going to be the live stream number, Johnny, that you're looking for right now?
It's going to be, there's two ways that people can join. They can join with the link, or they can join with the number. You know,
let's do the number.
Because I'm going to see if I can find the number. I wrote it down somewhere. Yes, here it is. The number that you're going to call is 408-419-1715. And when you join, they're going to ask you for the meeting ID, okay? And the meeting ID is going to be 949-866-142. Now, this is just the for the people that call in. This isn't the number that Barbara's going to be doing, or Dale is going to be doing, or Richard's going to be doing, or I'm going to be doing. But, I mean, if you're a caller, and you don't want to be seen or your face to be seen, you can do this. Or if you want,
well, no, but I want her to be, I want her to be seen. I'll tell you what.
Okay.
Johnny, can you put it up? You and Barb put it up on Facebook, the site where they link in.
Yes, I'll give that to you. I'll give that to Barbara.
Okay.
Okay, because
he will be promoting.
This is why I'm giving him. I'm giving him a couple of weeks to get all this together, so that on the link that we can all link in, and then we'll all see each other. And I wanted to see you, so I could do. I'm going to do a card reading on Barbara, and I'll do a card reading on you. I'm going to teach Barbara a short version of how to read the cards. Okay, but I grew up being a card reader, but I do psychometry, which is seeing into the future. But I've also written books, and I've taught tarot for the beginner, and I used to teach at college up here in Lake Tahoe. So I'll be honest with you. I started off as a card reader. I enjoy it, so I'm going to teach Barbara.
Cool.
Excited. Yeah.
And whoever else. So that's
cool.
Okay, and I'll do a reading on you then. If you call in
the ninth,
we're going to start doing it every Friday on Blue Jeans.
On where?
It's called Blue Jeans. It's like Zoom. It's like Zoom. Okay.
Same thing.
Oh, okay.
Same kind of thing.
You're going to have to look
things,
for
yeah.
the. Wait, can you connect Barbara? How do you have her connect with your Facebook? How do you do that?
Oh, well,
with my Facebook.
So the Life Blaster Happiness Facebook, and then she'll be able to get the link and the number there. But
okay.
Don't
by the way,
her info because
yeah, I
want to
say
a strong connection to this caller, and she wants her
yes.
to be on the night. And
right.
can we get the info? You get it privately. Before the caller goes,
I just texted you. Yeah, I just texted you Barbara. I just texted you the number and the meeting ID. I just texted it to you.
Okay.
So,
but that's if she doesn't want to be seen, Johnny. I want her to be seen.
Okay. I'm sorry. No, I will. I'll get you the link. I'll get you the link as well, and I will send it to you.
But how
okay?
are you? All right, then take down this woman, this lady's phone number.
Okay.
So you can call her back and give her the link, okay?
Now, give me one moment, please. I'm gonna get your information. I'm gonna write this down right now.
Is that okay, Donna? Hello.
Hello. You there?
Me, Jack.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Jack, you know that's
all
so
right.
weird. I wanted to call her Donna too.
Sorry.
Like it. It's a
what's this caller's
Jackie.
Name? Good name, ma'am?
Jackie.
Name 10 times.
Jackie? Okay, Jackie. I will be in touch with you. I will give you the link, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
I'm
you,
looking forward to seeing you on the 9th, hopefully.
Okay,
so
that's not time. This Friday, but next Friday.
That is
right.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
All right, but
okay,
you said,
you.
But you were saying that I will have a partner.
Yes. But I want to see you first. I want to see what you look like.
Okay.
If you could get yourself all prettied up.
I'm gorgeous.
I love that. I love confidence.
I love that too. I wish I could say that. I mean, I know Barbara's gorgeous, but I wish I could say that. You know.
You've got such sex appeal and sensual appeal. If that is something, you have it, Dale.
Yeah, well.
You
okay.
know it. You know it. You are.
Yes, I do.
I know.
So when I was younger, I'll tell you something. When I was in my 20s or 30s, I could have given you a run for your money. If you look at the back of my book, Psychic Within, that was what I looked like then. That's what I looked like.
Johnny Carson, for one thing. I mean,
yes,
you're
going to
date
top lover,
that's for sure.
That was long. Yeah, very long. I knew him since I was 13.
Wow, it's so cool.
Okay,
What are we doing now? Who's our next person?
Okay, our next person is area code 347. You're on the air.
Hi.
Okay, but John,
hello, caller.
Excuse me. Johnny, I have a question. Why is what are you doing so wonderfully right that we're getting a lot of callers lately? Are you doing something different?
I'm going to be honest. This is what I think it is. Every time I talk to a caller and I say, how'd you find us? How'd you find us? They always say Blog Talk. And what I did was I upped your tags. I basically, we can have up to like, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, something like a certain number of tags. And I didn't know that until I started researching. So what I did was in the beginning, it was just, you were like psychic tarot, but now you're psychic medium, supernatural, afterlife, medium reading, spirit predictions, psychic development, ghosts, psychic readings, parapsychology, and visions. Now I can change
you just
them around.
I got it. You just changed things. That's good. I know what you did. I got it. Wonderful,
yeah.
Wonderful. I'm happy. I'm very happy.
The power
of
celebrity psychic. Hello. Hashtag that one.
Okay. What is your name and where are you from, sweetie?
Hi, my name is Tamika, and I'm calling from Long Island, New York.
Tamika, right? You call all the time, correct?
Tamika with an N like Nancy.
Oh, she loves you. Tamika. Tamika.
E-A-N is a Nancy, E-K-A.
Tamika, I remember you. Okay, how can we help you?
I just have a love life question. I wanted to check in with you guys to ask what you saw between me and a gentleman by the name of Frank. His last name starts with a P, like Peter. And
okay, Tamika, I would love you to call in on July 9th so I can see what you look like. We've talked to you so much. Would that be okay with you?
Yeah. What time?
Okay. The same time. But Johnny, would you get her number? And would you give out the link to her so she can call us on July 9th?
Yeah,
is that okay?
Let me get
good idea, Gail.
Real quick here.
You know, that'll be so fun to see people that we have had call in several times to finally see them and see if it's what we envisioned. Because every time somebody's calling in, I mean, don't you like picture what they see?
I don't envision anything.
I'm always thinking they sound like this or that. Sorry, I mean, they look like this or that when I hear
I'm not. I'm not a visual. Not a visual person. I bump into things. I can't find my shoes. I just, you know, it's really good.
You don't recognize your husband or your dog driving on the road.
You gotta understand. That's so bad. You gotta understand how bad that is. I mean, look out the window of your car and see a gorgeous dog and say, God, he's beautiful. And then I look at the driver and it's like, oh, my God, I can't believe I did that. But I can't believe he even
surprised
that
husband.
Oh,
so, Tanika, are you still there?
Yep.
Okay. Did she answer your question?
No, I didn't answer a question.
Oh,
wanted you to get the info, Johnny.
I'll give it to you.
You didn't even ask a question
yet.
No, give it to Tonico.
No, it's not Tonico.
Okay.
It's Tanika.
T-A-N-E-K.
All right, he has to call her, Beth. I mean, Barbara, he has to call. He has to call her and give her the info after the show. Is that okay?
Yeah, because she doesn't want to tell her private phone number on air, Johnny. Can you do it after we're done answering?
Yeah,
you know, we're
I
done
will.
With
okay.
Okay. Now, she wanted to know, this guy, what's his name? Is he not
Frank.
Married, right?
Frank.
No, he's not.
And how long you been seeing him, about a month?
Well, we were seeing each other in 2018, 2019, and then I switched the job that I was at with that I met him at, and he last time I saw him was January, and then now he's come back. So we've been like kind of on and off. But this time I'm serious.
Why?
Because I want to have a real relationship this time. I don't want to be off
right.
again.
Have you talked to him and asked if he was serious?
Yeah, I've talked to him. He knows how I feel.
Yeah, but did he tell you how he feels?
He says one thing, but he acts another way.
He's not ready yet, sweetie. But I wouldn't give up on this one. Just take it slowly, and I think you will see some big strides and very positive results, okay?
Yeah, because I invited him to hang out tonight, which I never or rarely ever do. And he said, oh, he already has plans. He's going to the bar. And it's making me wonder if he's seeing someone else, you know?
No, he's not seeing someone else. But he may be an alcoholic. Other than that, no.
Yeah.
I drink a little too much. But if he wanted to be with you, he would have invited you to the bar with him.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand.
Okay, so that means he's not ready. So just take it in your stride, okay?
All right.
And I hope we see you July 9th. And thank you very much for calling.
That's
okay.
Bad. When
Johnny.
On a limb. Get it,
Johnny.
Get her info.
Johnny. All right, Johnny, can you listen to me for a moment?
Yeah.
I know it's been a rough show for you tonight, but I know Barbara and I have been having a ball, too. But, I mean, I can tell you this much. You got to give our phone number out every time you talk to somebody, which you haven't been doing, okay? And it's like you're somewhere else. I don't know where you're at, but, you know, and then you got a lot on your mind, and that's why I'm waiting for that two-week period for you to iron out all the stuff.
Okay. I was just letting you know, also, we have some more callers. Did you want to take some more?
Well, we're approaching our off time. I could take one more, and that's about it, because so that's good. But
okay.
If they wanted to call, they could call next. Okay, well, first of all, let me give out my phone number, which is 808-372-1816. I know it's a Hawaii number, but I'm in Nevada. 808-372-1816 for a private consultation. There is a fee involved. It's not very much. And also, my website is Dale, D-A-Y-L-E, Shear, S-C-H-E-A-R.com. So if you look me up there as well. But anyway, we are going to start doing brand new show with Barb, myself, Richard, who's our friend, and Johnny on July 9th, which is a Friday, and the same time. And he's going to somehow figure out how he's going to get a link so that everybody can either call in or not be seen by calling a phone number.
Yeah, I can get that.
So did I get it all right, Barbara?
Yes.
Got it right.
And they're not going to get it on Blog Talk. So you have to go to our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
So.
What? Johnny, you're talking over Barbara.
Yeah, you talked over me. What up with that?
Sorry, Barbara.
Oh, no,
I'm going to end the show tonight because of
Getty. Okay, all right.
And the show goes on.
Yeah.
You know, anybody listening to this show, Barbara has to be crazy, but that's okay. We accept that.
Well, that's fine.
We're crazy.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So we have the next caller.
Okay, this is the last caller. It's area code 347. You're on the air.
Hi, lucky caller. What's your name and where are you from?
Hello, my name is Mia and I'm from New York, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn?
Ah.
Nah, no way. Nobody's from Brooklyn. I was from Jersey. Where's your accent?
My accent?
Yeah, where is it? I don't hear your accent.
No, I'm from Brooklyn.
I know. I'm teasing you. I'm teasing you. I know. I know you. I can tell because, see, this is the way I used to talk. I used to say I walk and I talk and I come from New York and 33rd and 34th Street right by Macy's. And that's who I am. And I visit Santa Claus on Christmas and he's still around. That's how I used to talk, okay? Now that I live in Nevada, I say
that's where I
walk.
On 34th Street,
huh?
That's crazy.
Oh,
I
that's crazy.
That's crazy.
You live on, Richard, stop laughing. You live on 34th Street, and I said that? That's trippy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. My ESP. Nobody lives there. Only Macy's is on 34th Street. Are you by Macy's?
I live right across the street from Macy's.
You're across the street from Macy's. Can I say this, Johnny? I have a story to tell real quick on that. When I was a little girl, that Macy's has been around probably, 70 years or more. But when I was a little girl, my sister took me there to see Santa Claus on Christmas. And I was so little, and she waited in line for 3 hours at that Macy's on 34th Street. When I got up to Santa Claus, all I did was cry and cry. I thought they were giving me away.
Nobody would take her.
That's what I remember about that Macy's. And, you know, when I go to New York and I go to that Macy's on 34th Street. Huh?
Mm. I said they still do that with Santa Claus.
Oh, I don't know.
That would be nice.
That would be nice. You know, I don't know. I think now with COVID they don't do anything, but that's okay. How can I help you?
I wanted to ask because I've been single for a while, so I wanted to ask like if you saw like, you know, a friend or whatever.
Okay.
Somebody that I like.
How old are you now?
25.
Oh, you're young. Okay. You're one of our younger ones. Don't settle for anything. I see a lot of relationships coming in the next few months. In other words, don't say no to anything. If someone asks you out to dinner, if they ask you out to whatever, just go. If they ask you out to a party, just go. Because you get shy sometimes, and don't worry, it's going to be okay. And you will meet someone, and you will have a relationship, and it will be fine. Okay?
That's good.
All right.
I'm not looking for a relationship right now, but I'm just looking for, you know, a friend.
I know, a friend.
Yeah.
Well, then go on Facebook. Go on Facebook, you'll get friends, or go on, you know, any one of those dating places, you'll get friends.
Mm-hmm.
Just say, that's what I'm looking for. It's a friend. Go on Craigslist. I'm looking just for a friend.
That's
and if
right.
you meet someone, you meet them in a public place where everybody can see you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right, sweetie.
I hope you
tune in on the 9th, and you know, and Johnny is going to be putting a link out, and hopefully you'll be able to get on. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
How is everything in New York, by the way? How's the weather?
The weather is good. It's really, really hot, and it rains a lot because it gets over hot. So it rains a lot.
Is it muggy? Real muggy?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not muggy.
No.
And it's not cold.
Okay.
Like, it don't have that cold breeze or anything like that. But it's hot.
Well, I miss New York a lot, and I miss Manhattan. And I only went to Brooklyn once, but I had a cousin who lived in the Bronx. I only went to Brooklyn once, but I used to hang out in Manhattan. And I really miss going to all the Broadway shows. And I hear they're going to start up again in January. Is that true, or do you know? Do you know? Do you know if the Broadway shows are starting at Broadway?
Broadway show? Broadway, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know if they're going to be starting up? Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure.
Okay. So you have a good one. Thank you for calling.
Okay. I like the advice you gave. Just go. Because years ago I wanted to meet somebody, and a very wise older girlfriend of mine said, Barbara, every single thing you're invited to, just go. Because you're
just
not going to be meeting people if you are staying inside. That's great advice.
And Barbara, I can't believe you can't meet anybody. I just have a reason.
I don't want you. No, Dale, please. I'm beating them off with a damn stick. I'm telling you. No, I can't.
That's my point.
I don't want to. I don't want to. I want to be alone for a while. I have a lot of stuff to do in my life that I don't need any distractions. And if I need to enjoy a man, I'll just pick one out. That's it.
I love it. That's a Leo. That's a Leo. And Aries is the same way. I mean, if I wanted somebody, I mean, you know, my whole life, I've never looked for a man in my life, ever. My whole life, I never looked for a man.
There was a time where, you know, once in a while you might in life get down and you want. Well, that's when the person gave me that advice. But now, no.
There's no way. You have to be beating them off of the stick. But anyway,
Mary.
You want to do the shout out, and then Barb, Johnny, when are you going to call me so we can get in touch next week after July? Well, before July 4th, maybe. I had doctor's appointment this week, so when's a good day to call me, John?
Call you? I mean, I can try. Are you busy tomorrow or?
Yes, this whole weekend I'm busy.
Okay. I can call you Monday if you like. Do you want me and Barbara to call you?
Actually, what would be better is Sunday would be. Well, I was. Sunday. Say maybe around, it's 4 o'clock, okay, which would be 7 o'clock your time. Well, no, in L.A.
I mean,
it's 4 o'clock.
Are you,
Sunday's okay.
Maybe me and Barbara can talk to you both. Do you want to do that?
Yes, that would be wonderful.
Is that okay with you, Barbara?
I will be in Vegas, so I don't know, but I will.
No, I got to wait.
I
got to not do it when she's in Vegas. That's not right. When are you back to Vegas?
Monday evening.
Okay, Monday. I know I have something, but Tuesday. What's the date?
Let's do Tuesday.
No, what
Tuesday? And the date
be.
Okay, you want to know the exact date of Tuesday?
Yes.
Okay, let's look at the calendar.
Tuesday the 29th.
That would be the 29th. Yeah, so
that's
how about
perfect.
Wednesday the 30th? Okay, the 29th is perfect?
Perfect.
Okay.
And just
okay.
Call me about, we'll make it for an hour, about 4 o'clock my time. It would be 7 o'clock Johnny's time and 4 o'clock your time. Is that okay?
Yes,
yeah, sure.
I will put it in my calendar.
Will you
looking
be back from Vegas by then?
Yeah, I'm coming back Monday, so Tuesday is just... Perfect. And that's
perfect.
Going to be right before Johnny and I go live on the regular show, if we do have something scheduled.
Yeah.
So it's perfect time, right, Johnny?
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Perfect. Thank you, guys. Are you going to do the shout-out, Barb?
Yes, I am.
Hello.
And I want to say aloha to you and Richard. Aloha has many different meanings, everybody, and they're all good.
Right.
And thank you so much. It was so fun. I had a lot of chuckles and laughs. And
me too.
It was super fun, and I think you helped a lot of people, and that was cool. And we got the shout-out for the 9th, which will be an event that you need.
Yeah, I
got
to get Johnny to start giving out our phone numbers all the time. But anyway, and on top of that, if people want to tune in to Lansky, Lansky, they can check it on Prime, Amazon.com, YouTube,
You can, you know, they have some free movies,
yes.
And they also have, his movie is coming out today, okay?
Oh, it's so amazing. And also, I saw that Harvey Keitel, I wanted to say, is the lead actor in Lansky. Mm-hmm.
I don't know
him.
I don't know him, but Meyer was telling me.
He's a legend.
Really? Oh, okay. That's what Meyer is.
You will know him. You will know him when you see him, yes. It's
okay,
he's going to be the lead.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, guys, I'm going to go. You have a good one. Bye-bye.
Aloha,
Aloha.
Aloha, Richard. That was fun.
Yeah, aloha, Barbara.
So, everybody. Oh,
did you give a shout out, Barbara?
No, I haven't done it yet. Hold on, please. Bye, child. See, my 14-year-old daughter was just leaving the house, and I didn't get to say goodbye, really. But it's okay. She's been so sweet. You never know with teenagers, and I love it. I mean, when they're sweet, I just soak it all in. So, everybody, thank you for listening. And callers, thank you so much for calling. Sometimes that's not always easy to call with personal questions. But if you would like to get more personal and private, you can always call Dale for your private reading. And her number is 808-372-1816. She's available all week. And our phone number to Life After Happiness for call-ins is different than Dale's. So just write down this, 808-372-1816, all week. Call her, book her. She's amazing privately as well. And we are going to have the link and the phone number for our live stream event, which will be July 9th, posted on our Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And we're excited about it, obviously, so we hope you join in for that. And you're going to be able to find this show and listen to it again on our YouTube channel. And while you're there listening, don't forget to subscribe because that supports us and keeps us going. All right, Johnny, anything else left to add?
Nothing else. All right.
Okay.
Well,
thanks, Johnny.
Good night, everyone.
Aloha. Good
night. Good night, everyone.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.